Good morning, yes. Elomalai, and welcome to our studio.
Good morning, Arul Radio.
Yes, you are in preparation for the offerings towards the 50th anniversary of Auroville on 4th of March, and you call it Sangamam Festival.
Yes, we are a team organizing for the Auroville, people who are working for Auroville, also for the 50th, celebrating one day Sangamam.
What Sangamam actually means?
Sangamam come together. You see, we is actually we call shortly Sangamam come together. That means we really inviting people from Fairogen, also Aurovillian, to mix together.
To celebrate it together.
To mix and celebrate together, yes.
That would be 4th of March is Sunday, yeah?
It is March is Sunday because we have chosen Sunday because that day is a holiday for the workers.
Yes, so, it is everybody can come, yeah?
Yeah.
That's really nice. And as far as I know, you will celebrate it on the football ground next to Aurodam or next to Visitor Center, right?
We have chosen Aurodam, it is called Aurodam Football Ground. Yes, yes, we have chosen that.
So what we can expect? What have you prepared for the that
we are prepared, I mean, from 9 to 6 o'clock, it's all day event. We start with inaugurating, then cultural program will be there, and sports activities.
Yes.
And also there will be some children corner where they'll do some handwork.
So they can do arts and crafts.
Yeah,
and stuff
art and
like
craft.
That. I think you are probably part of Tamil Heritage Group or no?
We are not part of because that's why we put Sangamam. Sangamam includes everything.
Includes everything. But the culture program would be which cultures? Because there are
you
so
see,
many cultures here.
It's only Tamil culture.
It's only Tamil culture.
Yes.
Okay. So we can expect what? Bharatanatyam?
You can expect Bharatanatyam, children from born in Auroville who learn, they are dancing. It's about more than 40 kids.
Yes.
And also we are inviting from Tanjavur, the old event which we want to show to Auroville. You know, our what so-called Karagatam is one of the very famous South Indian dance which we want to bring to Auroville.
So those would be visiting guests performing for the community and the bioregion, right?
Yes.
And any theater play or?
There will be because we are inviting Aurovillian who do, you know, we have some team in Auroville. We invite them also.
And what they are preparing?
We have no idea. We usually they do make some jokes, things like that to make people happy, to laugh.
Because I know in Tamil culture, there's a kind of tradition to have a theater next to the temples, right? Yeah. And everybody comes and see those shows. Nowadays, also the movies are screened by the temples.
Because we don't have much time. In our program, mainly more acting, things like that, with our local Pyarajan. So it was full. Maybe we'll continue that because this is all day, I mean, 1 year celebration of 50th, it may come. Through Sangamam team.
There would be also some food there?
We are serving definitely snacks and lunch because we need to people to keep there.
Yeah, because from 9 to 6
is exactly.
It's a full day.
We,
no?
we are trying to give good food for the people.
And that food would be prepared by whom?
By Sangamam team, organized small team group who take care of that. We call outsider very best cook and we are helping to the cook together. That means we actually we cook. As a team.
Any other nice things which are coming up that day in the program?
Very nice thing means you see, the
because
people are coming.
I know, okay, the nice thing is the people come together, but I also know that Tamil culture is one of the ancient culture. It's really rich in many, many ways, from dances to storytelling to craft making to martial arts in Kalaripatu. I mean, there are many things.
Symbolically. What we are bringing it in there, also some exhibition of what we had in the old photos.
Oh.
That we have wanted to make one kind of exhibition about Tamil culture.
Photos about Tamil culture. And who is Sangamam? Sangamam team?
Sangamam is, we all Aurovillian, for time being we are nearly 70 people.
Oh, that's a big group.
It's a big team. We need this team. So we are hoping we will get some more Aurovillian.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the Sangam, I could say a little more about Sangamam team.
Yes.
It started because there are so many Aurovillian in Auroville, not so many, at least 70% only Tamil Aurovillian,
yes,
in Auroville. We were here working and going home, we are working, we are all actually full-time working. But what we do about that? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Looking after the family. So there was a small group who started to think. What we are doing, just like other people, we just go every day working and go home, take the children.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
The idea came like that, why not we can do kind of cultural thing, even kind of helping 50th group, because there are different groups doing, we do something.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was grown up, that's called Sangamam.
Mm-hmm.
We gave the title first.
Mm-hmm.
Then later come what we do. The idea came, okay, let's make Sangamam, call workers, Aurovillian, one full day event. This is how it came up.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see how here it goes. The team will be continually, it will be remain to doing things like that.
Mm-hmm. But also from the villages nearby us, as we call it, bioregion, there would be people performing, right?
No, we call them bioregion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but these people, even those who are not Aurovillians, will be participating on
they are participating
on the cultural
event. This is our main aim.
Mm-hmm. To bring them in.
To bring them in.
And to bridge.
Bridge between Auroville and to show, no, we are also in Auroville, but we learn,
mm-hmm,
and we need to express to our people.
That's another way.
Yes.
So, in this aspect, what you are offering?
What do you mean, what we are offering?
Because you are Tamil, and you are probably living here all your life in Auroville, and you work in Auroville, yeah?
Yes.
And I'm sure that it has some impact on you, on the way how to see things. And yet, you have still your culture, right?
Still be our culture.
Yes, but some things, I mean, certain projects in Auroville, they are going ahead, yeah? They're more alternative, or they're more conscious-wise, considering also environment, nature, and so forth. Also, your culture benefits from it?
It will benefit, because this is our aim also.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we want to put the question to also our people who come there.
Yeah?
What we have learned from Auroville. You see, for me also, I could say now,
yeah,
surrounding Auroville, they are really much, much developed, developed in such a way. You see, in the environment, they don't go for like plastic, things like that are much changing. But I see that like this, the surrounding Auroville is a lot changed. The way of living, I don't know, still keeping their culture. Plus, they see also Auroville bring something else.
And they're taking the benefits. Probably.
Yes, they are taking good things.
Sometimes it's also a tension between the Aurovillians and bioregion, right? We have to admit that.
That is true.
And you have an idea why is that?
You see, it's clear for me, when we are building up Auroville in the middle of the village, so we have to balance. But I see there is no balance.
Mm-hmm.
When we come, not balance means at least something. You see, you can't build something like a city and you keep slums next to you.
Sure.
We have to grow two together. That most people see also nowadays.
Mm.
We need to develop the schools in Auroville should support to build up nice schools.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that, then it will come. Because they see more and more envy. Even. Envy, senses, you see the people who live in Auroville, good standard.
Yes.
And neighborhood, there are many who has not that. This is all what Auroville should take care. This is what I see.
Probably. I don't know. I mean, I also see in the villages some really big and really nice houses.
They are building very nice houses, but they see that this is all individual.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm speaking to you about common, like a school we need. I mean, we have a school. For example, like Quillapalle.
Government schools, yeah.
There is a government school. But till we need something better school means, you see, till people are going to Pondi,
mm-hmm,
like a college. So this should be all, because when I see here nearly surrounding Auroville, there is I'm talking about around 15 kilometers around, nearly 20 villages. Per day, they come nearly 50 buses. It's a big traffic. When Arul build here, university or college inside.
University is coming in international.
Yes,
zone, yeah.
I know in so, South Tribhuvan, yeah. But we don't know which.
We don't know when.
I remember because in earlier time, I could say that because I'm now is going to get 58.
You were born in Auroville?
I was not born, but I am here when I was here 13 years old. Now I am 58.
So almost all your life you live in
Yes.
Auroville.
You see, that time there was a really a good connection. The Auroville goes to the village, they speak to the people, they have really a good connection, good, they have a good relationship. But nowadays I don't see much that. Because they had really a good connection with the local people.
Yeah, but at the 40 years back, the population of Auroville was what, 300?
You see,
somewhere there.
These
no?
300 was holding very nicely a surrounding villager. Now we are nearly 2,000.
2,500.
Okay. Where is now we see the this gap.
But
we supposed to be, I mean, we see the gap in such a sense, what I want to say, we do. We do some many things, but that's not recognized. Because we do by machinery style.
By
machinery style.
Okay.
You see, you do, okay, I give you 50,000 rupees, you do like that. It comes not from...
Not to understanding the culture, but just...
Exactly.
Imposing
it's from
something.
The mind. It not come from the heart. Because you want to do something. It's not like this. It has to go with, together with your soul.
True. You have a point in that. Okay, for those who does not know you, where do you work?
I am worked for last 32 years in Bharat Nivas. Before that, I worked in Madhuri Mandir 20 years. No, not really 20 years. Yeah, good. And now I'm back to Madhuri Mandir as a labor management.
How do you see Madhuri Mandir? It's not completed yet, but it's nearly there, right?
It is nearly there. It's going very well.
The construction started in 70s.
Yes.
With collaboration, all the workers and
all the bioregion only.
Yeah.
At that time, we didn't have no machinery things like that. It is all done by all manual.
And your family is also here in Auroville.
My
right?
brother is here in Auroville. Older brother.
What about your wife and children?
They are also here.
They are also going
in
to Auroville schools.
And I have given the good name. Shortly, we could put it. It's like come Auroville. The elder son is called Ashwin. It start with the A. And the younger one, Vinay. We can take both name in the first letter, AV.
Oh, okay.
There are not
you
many.
You were thinking about it.
Yeah, you see, there are not many cases. There is another family in Auroville also same things. That is invocation Mary's children, Akash, Vikas.
You do like that. So you have only two sons?
I have only two sons. I put them only in Auroville school from kindergarten till to future school. There are not most resistant. The children, they don't trust so much to Auroville school. But I kept, because I trust Auroville.
But Ashwin and Vinay, they were able to go to study outside from future
after.
School?
After. You see, that's what they're worried. But they can go to outside to study. They went. When I went to do different colleges outside with this paper which we got from Auroville study. And also when I went to Veluru College, university, that is also university. VIT is one of the best university in South India.
And
both didn't complete because when they came after 3 years, I said, what I want, I know. Now I'm back to Auroville, I want to work for Auroville.
So now they're
both
working,
working in Auroville.
Working in Auroville. They also are with you on the team for the Sangamar Festival?
Yes. You must tell about them. You must tell because I don't see them anymore much. They are all involving Auroville, that's why I didn't take
Ashwin
care of
Ashwin is a really good photographer and we see him on events, always taking pictures, also in the team to taking videos with last school children. So he's really active. Vinay he's doing other things.
Yeah.
Okay. Things are changing really much now.
Yeah.
So you live in Bharat Nevas, you also see that change. For the first time, the Bharat Nevas Sri Aurobindo Auditorium is being renovated, right?
Yes, not first time, this is the third time.
This is the third time?
Yes.
And what did it?
When I went to 89 to Bharat Nevas, it was only structure and shuttering. Because we were getting the building from our society to Auroville. So there is no trees, nothing. It was just a concrete building.
Then auditorium with that pyramid.
This auditorium, and we called so-called what you call Kala Kendra. That was we called restaurant building.
Industrially,
no. That was altogether we called restaurant building because that time people were eating there.
It was also the free store used to be there.
Free store, all kitchen, the units which were in Auroville. There, I have the list actually because I was the one who was looking after that. I had there was 32 units, walls and town hall. They were all there.
Yeah, because there was no town hall.
No place. Yeah. That was really a big umbrella for Auroville that time. Then we slowly started to develop, removing the sheltering back, putting plant. So there was an Englishman, so-called Michael, who is living in Centerfield. He's someone who guided me how and what I do. So he said simply, you try to plant everywhere. Because there was only such a, when people come, they're just pissing next to the building, things like that. I went brought to the like Arul Fund that time, who was looking everything. They said, yeah, sure, you try to do something. They told me only, you try to do something. Then I start to think what to do. You know, immediately I tried to put in a close to the building board, 3 meter nice flowers. Surround the building, completely the very nice, beautiful flowers. And planting trees, mixed plant.
Yeah, there's lots of trees.
Yeah, from I plant mixed tree. There was completely desert. I mean, no...
Nothing, huh?
Yeah, because he told me, he advised me, you see, you plant, later somebody come out to the landscaping thing, he will boom, like your hair. That's why blindly I brought me different places, some tree plant, that, because that's the only reason mixed up. It's not the landscaper who told me. I just put it.
And it's growing.
Today is all the big trees, 30 years old.
Yes.
Looking good. Now they do exactly what the Englishman told me. Now they are pruning, cutting, making landscape. That is what is going on now. I'm happy.
Well, it's almost ready for the 50th, yeah? The roads and everything.
Yes.
If you look back, and today, what do you think is the biggest improvement or biggest progress of Auroville?
What I see biggest progress is so many people coming. That is, this is not mother vision, but what I see so crowded, becoming like a tourist place.
Like a what?
Tourist. Tourist place.
Yeah,
this is what I see. I see it like that.
There's a lot of tourists. The weekends is 10,000 people passing through. Visit the center to Matrimandir. That's a lot of people.
Yes. Right? Otherwise, you see, that is the bigger thing. But that should not.
What about the Aurovillians? Those who are living and working here?
You see, my time when I came Aurovillian, I know the face from what we call East and West. We stayed the East. That means our Matrimandir area called East. Aspiration area called West. So we know the each place, we know everyone's names. That time we missed 800, 900 people. Now we don't know exactly each other. Even I didn't know you also, for example, you are running so many days. This is really, people, we had always the community meeting, we sit somewhere, we share our problems.
You see, when you said before that, when Auroville was like 40 years and so back, there was, let's say population of Auroville was 300 and the connection with bioregion was closer,
so closer
and nicer. You know each other's names, people who are speaking Tamil. Nowadays, as you said, you don't know my face.
We don't know even the face.
Even in Auroville
community. In the
community,
same community.
The population is coming to that level that we won't know each other. Maybe we will know the faces, but we don't know the names
even
anymore.
I'm telling you, we don't know the faces. For example, I was doing the duty in Ambedkar this morning. There are a lot of faces, I don't know them. Even I'm here now nearly 40 years. People, I could say who are staying Aurogreen, who are staying Auro Model.
You knew exactly.
I know we used to do, how many are in Porkamas community, mm-hmm. because we used to work, we used to go. It was more open art.
Mm-hmm.
When I see today, all this community, I was closer. They make the building which is closed. You are not even Aravalin, for example, not...
I mean close.
I mean, you see, I have the house, I have the wall.
Yeah.
It's like that, all the unit.
Mm-hmm.
But that time when we, I also used to work some unit that time, I used to work in the leather company.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lady called, American lady called Bhavana, her name was D. Pippur.
Mm-hmm.
We are open, what we are doing, we want to show to the people to Aravalin. Today, when you want to go any unit, you have to get the permission first of all from the gate.
Really?
Yes, you can't enter just like that. I understand, because it's a business level. Today, Aravalin will become business level. Mm-hmm. I can see that. At that time, it was teaching level.
Okay.
I can understand, they, because this is a business, nobody wants to get disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it is different from the beginning Aravalin and now yes, Aravalin.
So that's what you're saying, that this human, genuine human contact is missing?
Yes.
Okay. Otherwise, you think we are going somewhere?
I believe we are going somewhere, but when I see now the people come here, for me not, but definitely it will come one day, because you see why I'm saying that. People come here, oh, Aravalin, very nice, very green, very quiet, I want to settle here. That I see the more people are coming to Aravalin, most of them. Now I'm talking about even Indian. When I see, for example, next to Jayama, so many houses coming, between Kulapalayam, that so many houses coming, because they are all settling, there is a nice place. Nice place. They don't see what is the future of Aravalin, what Aravalin want to do for the world.
Nice place that has nothing to do with mother's vision, right?
Yeah, that is what I'm saying it. They want to settle here.
Mm-hmm.
So Aravalin aim is to do with our mother aim.
Yeah.
That they don't see anymore. Okay, come here, stay 3 months. But still there are Aravalin newer poor mother.
Yeah, that's still.
That's the hope. But you see, my hope, I believe Sri Aravalin has put the seed. Mother has put the seed. It will grow. That nobody can stop. It will come.
That's nice to hear.
Even people who come here to pass time, they will also change. That is the power of the mother.
True. Everyone goes through transformation.
Yes.
Either they want it or not, yeah?
No, they will change.
Yes.
Mother will change them.
Yalamalai, thank you so much and see you on Sunday, 4th of March, in football ground in Aurodam, next to visitor center.
Thank you very much that you called me to make this interview. Thank you very much.
அபயப்ரதா மணிகளை